time for our Herd of the Chamber segment. Introduce Dirty Deeds on Dirt Sheet. Is that AC/DC?
Or Seuss?
All right, I'm learning, Joe. You're teaching me. Joe Hurd, President and CEO of the Chamber, welcome again, sir.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And weren't able to be here yesterday. Usually on every other Monday we'll have you, but you were busy doing something somewhere.
Yeah, there was something else on my schedule that was unavoidable. And I won't tell you what it was.
Well, don't, because I'm going to feel bad that I got bumped for whatever. short of a death in the family or some sort of cataclysm, I'd be hurt. So don't tell me.
Frontal lobotomy. No, that wasn't it.
Well, I was wondering why you sounded better. 814-946-0435 if you want to talk to Joe Hurd. And, what's happening with the Chamber? I've got the newsletter, and I have some things to ask you, but I wanted to get you what's on your mind at the moment.
Well, we've got a bundle of different events and programs coming up, and right now, our staff is kind of pulling things together for some of the things that will take place in the fall so that we can maybe get a little bit ahead of the game, which is not likely, but we're optimistic.
And it's even made worse. I hate to bring this up, but it's obvious. I mean, you got to put contingencies into this because the lockdowns and stuff might be back in play.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I saw that one of our major retailers is going back to masks for at least the time being.
Well, I wish they'd watched Laura Ingraham last night because she had two experts on telling you the only mask that works is the N95 surgical mask, which has to be fitted to your face and will be immensely uncomfortable for anybody to wear. And nobody's wearing those in public. Those are those are reserved for the surgery and places like that. So it's just folly in my estimation, but you got to play by the rules and they got to worry about liability issues and... So you can't kind of blame anybody in this except Congress and our state legislature who won't give liability relief to any businesses.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
It is. I saw something in the newsletter caught my eye, and it was about the Lifetime Achievement for Business Excellence Award. You got Mark Barnhart going to be honored in the fall.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to say this, but I'm sort of happy to say this. This is one of those guys in businesses, NPC, I have knew nothing about. So I start researching and... Wow, what do you know? First of all, they were born in 1954 with us. You know, talk about a great year for things to start. but his parents started it, and he took over the business, I guess, some 40 years ago. And it's now in a third-generation family business. But great work ethic, great family atmosphere, and have moved with the times because the communications business has really evolved and they've moved with it. So it's really a great success story here in Blair County.
It really is. And Mark Barnhart is, I had the good fortune of working at one point for Mark's dad, who started the business and had a newspaper called the Blair Press that was kind of a, I think the term would have been scandal sheet at that particular time. But
now you really piqued my interest. Yeah. I got to go back and look up issues of that.
You'll have to do that. But Mark is a very a low-key guy, doesn't get real excited, but is just the consummate thinker and out-of-the-box thinker, I guess. And that business started just as a regular printing business, became the largest government printer in the country.
Wow.
And now is moving off in several different directions, mostly just motivated by Mark Barnhart's
They didn't
creativity.
They didn't print that recent 2,800-page infrastructure bill, did they?
You know what? They might have. Okay. They might have. Who knows?
That's a good client to get. If you can get the federal government as a printer, you're probably set. But I just was amazed at the way they just talk about their business, and it's all about the employees. You know, it's all about the people. We work together. We play together. We grow together. We share ideas. This is what it takes to be a success these days.
It really does. And NPC, and through Mark's leadership, certainly is one of the most generous businesses in terms of helping where help is needed, usually with young people. And they have just recently underwritten, I think Claysburg Kimmel School District, they underwrote the cost associated with buying technology for all their students during the pandemic so that they could continue to...
You know, I have this theory, Joe, and I haven't been able to establish it, but if you did a survey of counties and looked at the highest per capita veterans per county, I got to think Blair County is right up near the top. And if you did a survey of businesses that give charitable donations, got to be the same thing, because there are a lot of generous people running businesses in Blair County.
There really are. And that's why when we started the Buy Here, Live Here program, it was essentially to tell people, you know, these are the people that are underwriting the costs associated with the arts and whose names are on the backs of the Little League uniforms. And our quality of life is so highly dependent on businesses that are willing to step up and be generous with their dollars, resources, and in ways that a lot of us really take for granted.
So. Yeah. Our whole existence, wherever we are, depends on the economy, and that depends on the entrepreneurs and the investors and the employees and the teamwork of labor and management and how they bring things to bear.
Yeah.
Another charitable example, we've got Cones for a Cause coming up on Saturday, is it?
Yes, it is. And we've done this promotion for a couple years with Richie's Dairy. Our chamber has a very enthusiastic Farm City committee that does a great job in helping to promote agriculture in a number of ways. And this is one of those ways that they're able to help. We're partnering with Richie's again for a day-long opportunity for people to come out and buy a great Richie's ice cream cone for a dollar.
Wow.
With all the proceeds of that going to purchase milk that will be distributed to the local food banks. And
again, generosity here is amazing, because they're gonna give away ice cone at their cost, and every dollar that's donated for an ice cream cone is going to go towards helping people purchase milk and other. And by the way, they're also giving 50% of all other sales that day. So they're going to be losing some money on Saturday, but that's Richie's Dairy. They're again another great community asset.
Yeah, Andrew Richie has been tremendous, and I don't know that we've ever asked Andrew for any type of support in any of the projects that the Farm City Committee has done, that he hasn't stepped up, and at very much of their expense. Just, you know, so often and in so many different ways.
Now, what other items are coming up that you want to alert people to?
Well, I wanted to make you aware that our Leadership Blair County programs, our adult and our youth programs, are ready to start. In fact, a youth program has already started, and we're at maximum. We limit that to 24 students per year in both the youth, which are high school sophomores, and the adult program, which are not high school sophomores.
That doesn't have to be restricted.
No, you can be our age and
that's right.
And go through the program if you can retain it long enough. That'd
be a challenge, yeah, for sure.
But those programs are last year. The numbers were down just because businesses who
sure.
– a lot of the businesses support their employees going through the program financially, and that was difficult for many of them to do. But we're back up to full capacity for both those programs. And again, I wanted to let you know that we've got our Breakfast Club coming up in 2 weeks.
With Stephen Clark.
Right.
And his position is director of the National Parks in Western Pennsylvania.
Yes. He'll be the speaker and talking about the 20th anniversary. So. And I have one trivia question.
I got a stumper for you because I promised people I'd give you the chance at it.
So the
Billboard Hot 100 kicked off on August 3rd, 1958, 63
right.
years ago. And the first number one hit song was Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson. But who's the soloist who has had the most number one hits?
Well, that would, of course, be Mariah Carey.
Yes.
You know how I know that? It took me 11 seconds
to Google
that. And so it's easy to sound like an expert when you're a cheater at heart.
Well, I do have, from time to time, I do have stumpers where I say no Googling allowed and it's the honor system. But ordinarily, it's the new world. We're allowed to avail ourselves of sources of information. So good job.
Well, I can tell you that anybody who has an intro of Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap doesn't quite have the value for the honor system that maybe some of your other listeners do.
I get your point, but what was your quiz for me?
Well, this is one that...
Because I always get nervous on this.
Well, you're undefeated, so I had to give you something.
My perfect record is going down in flames right now.
My question was going to be... that the chamber right now has 1,014 businesses that are members. Name them.
Oh.
But I thought that wouldn't be fair.
I would start with Leitner Communication.
Yes. Yes. Alphabetically, starting with L. That's good. No, actually, one of the questions that you got the answer to earlier on with us was that you knew that we are more than 120 years old as an organization.
True. I did get that.
In 120 years, we've only had two women serve as the chairman of our board. And both those were within the past 10 years. Do you know either of those?
Well, I can see one. I can see one, and I'm trying to think of her name. She was attractive. That's why I can remember. I saw her at one of the breakfast meetings, or maybe more than one, and I thought that's an attractive way. I'm drawing a blank, so my perfect record is gone. But who are the two ladies?
Well, our first one was Beverly Green from Penelec.
Oh boy, she did so much great work with the 79th District Office and I State Rep. Shame on me for not knowing Beverly.
She did a fabulous job as board chair.
And she is attractive, but that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Carol Gensmore is the other.
Carol's Gensmore.
From Value Drug Company.
Doggone it.
Yeah.
It's the brain cells, they're dying by the bushel full. What can I say? But that's great. So Beverly Green, Carol Gensmore, and I will not forget them now. And both great ladies and great chairs. So,
very astute business people, and they're both still involved with us very extensively.
Well, we will look to have you back. I'm trying to do the math here. August 16th, right? That should be
August
a Monday.
August 16th, yes.
And we'll get up to speed then, and sure appreciate you coming in, Joe.
I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you every 2 weeks.
It is nice. Joe Hurd, folks, president and CEO of the Blair Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back.